Hare Krishna. Today is Gaur Purnima day. The Purnima, the full moon of the month of Falgun. These 2 months, Falgun and Chaitra, is the Vasanta season. Springtime in India. In India there are 6 seasons and each season consists of 2 months. Vasanta, spring, is considered to be the king of all seasons, Ritu Raj. And this is the best of the time. Of all the 6 seasons, Vasanta or spring is the best because the whole atmosphere at this time becomes very beautiful. The winter is over and the weather starts to warm up. All the trees and plants become full of flowers. And in this season, Cupid, Madan, predominates. The cuckoo birds begin to coo. All the beautiful birds and animals become very active. So in the best of the seasons, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on a full moon night in this particular place, Navadvip. And what is this Navadvip? Navadvip also is a very special place. This is the topmost region of the spiritual sky, Golok Vrindavan. Golok Vrindavan is the topmost region of even the, not only the material nature, but it is the topmost region of the spiritual world, where Krishna performs his eternal pastimes with the cowherd community of Vrindavan. And of all his activities there, his most wonderful activity is his loving exchange with the gopis, the cowherd damsels. And of all the cowherd damsels, Srimati Radharani is the topmost. She is the principal gopi. Spiritual sky is Krishna's manifestation of his internal potency. Spiritual sky comprises of Krishna's internal potency, antaranga. Hence that loving relationship, sometimes there are some competition. There is a saying in the scriptures, in Ujjala Nilmani and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu also, that love increases when it faces some obstacle. If the love is uninterrupted, then the loving relationship becomes stale. So in order to enhance the loving relationship, there is this consideration of obstacles. There is a consideration of separation. Separation increases love. Obstacle increases love. Therefore, in that region, in Golok Vrindavan, there are these considerations. Sometimes there is an obstacle in the love. There is separation. Although Radha and Krishna are eternally one, eternally united, but still there is a consideration, there is a feeling, there is an experience of separation. Similarly, there are obstacles. These obstacles often take place due to Krishna's loving exchange with some other gopi. Some other gopi comes and takes Krishna away. Like Chandravali appears to be in the opposite camp. There is a competition between Chandravali's camp and Radharani's camp. Who can bring Krishna to their presiding personality? Chandravali's group tries to bring Krishna to Chandravali, Radharani's group tries to keep Krishna with Srimati Radha. So in this way, there are different other gopis, and sometimes Krishna has some loving exchange with them. And that increases Radharani's anger. That causes Radharani's anger. So, in one such occasion, there is a very wonderful internal associate of Krishna, spiritual associate of Krishna. Her name is Viraja. Viraja, once Krishna went to Viraja's Kunj. Kunj means the garden house where they meet, they have their exchange, sing and dance. So, Krishna was in Viraja's Kunj, Viraja's abode. And Radharani got to know that Krishna was there, Krishna was missing. So she started to look for Radharani, Krishna in all around. And at that time when she got to know that Krishna was there at Viraja's Kunj, in order to attract Krishna, she created a very beautiful place. And it was in the Shweta Deep. It is known as the Milk Island, the island in the Milk Ocean. In Vrindavan, there is a region which is milk, made of milk. And she created an island there. And that island, she made it so beautiful that, and then she picked up the flute and started to play the flute. Now usually Krishna plays the flute to attract the gopis, but here Srimati Radharani started to play the flute to attract Krishna. Now being attracted with the sound of flute played by Srimati Radharani, Krishna became so attractive that he immediately came running to Radharani. And Krishna was stunned to see the beauty of that place. And Krishna said, "Radha, this is like new Vrindavan." Vrindavan is the most beautiful forest. That region of the spiritual sky has 12 forests. And one of them is Vrindavan, which is the best of all the 12 forests. And Krishna said, this is the most beautiful Vrindavan. And since it was newly created, it was new, it was apparently not there before, Srimati Radharani created it. Therefore, Krishna named that place as New Vrindavan, Nava Vrindavan. And if since that place was an island, Krishna called it New Island or Nava Deep. Deep means an island. And that Nava Deep, and then what happened? As Krishna embraced Srimati Radharani, Krishna and Radha became one. And that is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is the wonderful aspect of Navadvip, that new island. The first consideration is that this particular place in spiritual sky has been created by Srimati Radha. And in that place, Srimati Radharani and Krishna became one. And that is Navadvip, and in Navadvip, Krishna is in a very, very special, is manifested in a very special way. Krishna manifests here together with Radharani in one form. That is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, in the spiritual sky, in Golok, there are two areas. Vrindavan and New Vrindavan. And this New Vrindavan is Navadvip. Now in this New Vrindavan, Krishna assumes the mood of Srimati Radharani. And in this mood, Krishna distributes Krishna prema. Once in a day of Brahma. In a day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus. And the 7th Manu is Vaivashvata Manu. And on the 28th Manvantar of Vaivashvata Manu, 28th Chatur Yuga of Vaivashvata Manu, Vaivashvata Manvantar, Krishna appears. The Brajendra Nandan Krishna. Krishna, in this particular age, 28th Chatur Yuga, in the Dwapar Yuga, at the end of Dwapar Yuga, Ashtavingsha Chatur Yuge, Dwaparer Sheshe, Brajer Shohit Hai Krishner Prakashi. On the 28th Manvantar of Vaivashvata Manu, 7th Manu, meaning almost during the middle part of the day of Brahma. There are 14 Manus in the day of Brahma. Now 7th Manu is Vaivashvata Manu. So it's in the kind of the middle of Brahma's day. And in a day of, rather in one Manvantar, there are 72 Chaturyugas. And out of those 72, the 28th Chatur Yuga, in Dwapar Yuga, towards the end of Dwapar Yuga, Krishna, Brajendra Nandan Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj of Vrindavan, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, comes to this material nature. And then, after performing his pastimes, he considers, Jatishtu Bihari Krishna Kare Antardhan, Antardhan Kori Mone Kare Hanuman. After performing his pastimes abundantly, Krishna disappears. Krishna becomes unmanifest. Krishna manifests in the material nature and then he becomes unmanifest. Kare Antardhan. And after withdrawing his pastimes from this planet, Krishna considers, Jatishtu Bihari Krishna Kare Antardhan, Antardhan Kori Kare, Kori Mone Kare Anuman, Chirokal Nahi Kori Prema Bhakti Dan, Prema Bhakti Bina Jagater Nahi Adhishthan. I do not give the prema bhakti all the time. In Braja, in my Braja Leela, I have manifested my prema bhakti. I have expressed, I have showed everybody my intense loving relationship with the residents of Vrindavan. And what was that intense loving relationship that Krishna experiences in Braja? Those loving relationships consist of three very special relationships: friendship, parental, and conjugal. There are five types of devotional relationship. Five types of favorable relationship with Krishna: neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parental, and conjugal. Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhur. Now, out of these relationships, three relationships, friendship, is very special. Then, parental is even more special. Then, conjugal is the most special loving relationship. Friendship, parental, and conjugal are this way the three loving relationships. That is not available in Vaikuntha. That is available only in Vrindavan. So, by performing these pastimes, I will later on briefly discuss about that. That why this, or maybe we can just do it now. This, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Now, when a devotee develops a loving relationship with Krishna in awe and reverence, that means recognizing that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and He is Krishna's eternal servant, he serves Krishna in the mellow of salvation. That is a natural relationship with Krishna. Dasya. Dasya Ras. But beyond that, that friendship, generally friendship cannot be developed with the Supreme Personality of God. Why? Because the friendship takes place between the equals. Now, who can become equal to the Supreme Personality of God? Therefore, it is not possible to become God's friend. Now, in friendship, the God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the devotees are equal. But in parental relationship, the devotees are superior and Krishna is inferior. God has become smaller and devotee has become bigger in parental relationship. So who can become bigger than the Supreme Personality? Not possible. And then conjugal, a loving relationship like that of a young girl and a young boy. Now how can that kind of relationship one can develop with the Supreme Personality of God? Now normally it is not possible. But in Vrindavan, Krishna made it possible. How? By the arrangement of Yogamaya, Krishna made everybody forget that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Vrindavan, therefore, one can develop this kind of relationships with Krishna. Because Krishna in Vrindavan is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Vrindavan, Krishna is a cowherd boy. He is not acting as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is just a cowherd boy. And the other residents of Vrindavan do not treat Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They treat him as their friend, as their son, or as their lover. How it has been possible? It has been possible only in Vrindavan by the arrangement of Yogamaya, because she made everybody forget that Krishna is God. Now this is Yogamaya. Maya means illusion, forgetfulness. But this is a different kind of forgetfulness. It is not an illusion or forgetfulness out of ignorance, but it is an illusion or forgetfulness out of intense love. In Vrindavan, the love of the devotees for Krishna is so intense that due to that love, they forgot who Krishna is. Due to their intense love, they simply consider that Krishna is the object of their love and they have no other consideration. And that mood is called prema bhukta. So Krishna considered, chirokal nahi kori prema bhukti naam. I do not bestow, I do not offer this prema bhukti usually. Generally, I don't give this prema bhukti. This is exclusively meant or reserved for Vrindavan. Nowhere else it is available. So when Krishna manifests his Braja Leela, then he manifests his prema bhakti. But then Krishna considers that I don't give this prema bhakti all the time. And now how to do? What to do? I have manifested my Vrindavan pastime, but people will not understand it. People will not be able to relate to this pastime. And then it has also been explained by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He's saying, Krishna's feeling. Krishna is saying that shakal jagate more kore bidhi bhakti braja bhav paite nahi shakti. Vaidhi bhakti means the devotional service following the rules and regulations of the scriptures. When a devotee executes his bhakti following the rules and regulations of the scriptures, it is called vidhi bhakti or vaidhi bhakti. So Krishna is saying that shakal jagate more kore vidhi bhakti braja bhav paite nahi shakti. Following vidhi bhakti, one cannot understand the mood of braja bhav. Vidhi bhakti is simply based on servitorship and neutrality, shanta and dasya. Then Krishna actually saying, oisharjya gyanete vidhi bhajan koriya vaikunthete jaye chaturvidha mukti paya. That in the mood of awe and veneration, when one renders devotional service following Vaidhi Bhakti, he goes to Vaikuntha when he achieves the perfection. So it is not possible to go to or understand Vrindavan. They get four kinds of liberation by following Vaidhi Bhakti: Sarupya, Samipya, Salapya and Shashti, and they go to Vaikuntha. But Braja is beyond Vaikuntha. So he is saying, oisharjya gyanete vidhi bhajan koriya vaikunthete jaye chaturvidha mukti paiya. Therefore Krishna considered, yuga dharma pravartaino naam shankirtan charibhava bhakti diya nacha mukhuban apuni korimu bhakti bhava ungikar apuni achori bhakti shikham shabai. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Krishna actually resolved that I will establish the Yuga Dharma in the age of Kali. Dwapar Yug, what comes after Dwapar Yug? Kali Yug. So at the end of Dwapar Yug, Krishna displayed his Braja Leela on this planet. And then Krishna considered that now how to give this Braja Prem to the people. I have performed my pastimes, but how will anyone ever enter into Vrindavan? Therefore Krishna resolved that in the age of Kali, I will appear to establish the Yuga Dharma. And what is the Yuga Dharma for the age of Kali? Kalau Tadhari Kirtana. Sankirtan is the Yuga Dharma for the age of Kali. So he says, Yugadharma Pravartaimu Nam Sankirtan. I will establish the Yugadharma of Harinam Sankirtan. And by doing that, I will give these four kinds of relationship, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhur. And I myself will assume the mood of a devotee, and by acting like a devotee, I will teach everybody how to become a devotee of Krishna. And in this way, I will inundate the age of Kali and make everybody dance in ecstasy. I will inundate the entire world with this loving relationship of Krishna Prem and make everybody dance in ecstasy. So that is why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is why Sri Krishna came as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this particular place called Navadvip. And what is Navadvip? As I just mentioned earlier, this Navadvip is new Vrindavan. And in this Navadvip, Radha and Krishna became one. This Navadvip has been created by Srimati Radharani. It is not just an ordinary place. This place has been personally created by Srimati Radharani. So you can well imagine how special this place is. And just by coming here, just by associating with the devotees of Krishna, just by hearing about Krishna's activities and pastimes as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can develop Krishna prema. Just by being here, just by offering obeisances, one offers his worship to the Supreme Personality of God. Just by taking each step in Vrindavan, in Navadvip, one derives the benefit of 10 million horse sacrifices, Ashwamedh Yagya. One horse sacrifice, performance of one horse sacrifice makes one the king of the earth planet. 100 horse sacrifices makes one the king of heaven, Indra. Now just consider, taking one step in Navadvip, one derives the benefit of 10 million horse sacrifices. This is what Navadvip is. So now that we all are here, let's try to take the ultimate benefit of this place. Every dust of Navadvip is surcharged with spiritual potency. All the trees and plants here are desire trees, Kalpa Vriksha. The cows here are the Surabhi cows. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eternal pastimes are going on here. We simply have to develop our spiritual vision, then we'll be able to see those pastimes. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifested this particular place in here, on the earth planet, in this age of Kali, with a very special mission, very special purpose. The purpose is to give Krishna prema. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been worshipped as Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishna Prema Pradayate. The special aspect of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that he distributes, he gives Krishna prema. So that's why Krishna has appeared. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne. Krishna has appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to distribute Krishna prema. One verse has been written on the board. Now, the board is so far away that I felt that hardly anyone will be able to read the verse on the board. Therefore, I did not get into reading the verse. But I'll just read the verse now. It says, anarpita charin chirat korunaya gotirna palo samarpaito munnato jalarasan shau bhakti shriyam hari purata sundara dhuti padamba sandipita sada hridaya kantare sphuratu vam shachinandana. Meaning, anarpita charin chirat, that was not given before for a long time. Anarpita charin chirat, in order to distribute that, korunaya avatirna kalo. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in the age of Kali. And what is that unusual asset? What is that unusual gift that Krishna is giving as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Unnato ujjala rasan sa bhakti shriya. Bhakti shri, the wealth of devotion, wealth of his own devotion, sa bhakti shriya, in unnato ujjala rasan. In the most elevated, unnata, most elevated and ujjvala, in most brilliant. Unnata ujjvala rasam shabhukteshya. In order to distribute that, hari purata sundara dhuti kadambo sandipita. Hari, Sri Krishna, has appeared, assuming a molten golden complexion. Krishna's complexion is Shyam. Krishna is Shyam Sundar. That means Krishna's complexion is dark. He's dark, like it has been described. It is like the monsoon cloud. Or it is like deep blue, which a very, very unique color. Once Prabhupada mentioned that Krishna's complexion is not a material thing, that we can define it by some material description. Krishna's complexion is spiritual. It's completely non-material. So we cannot say that the concept of black that we have in the material nature is not the complexion of Krishna. Similarly, the complex concept of white that we have in the material nature, that is not the complexion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not material, it's a completely transcendental color. But Prabhupada is saying that that complexion comes very close to the complexion of the color of monsoon cloud. In monsoon, when the cloud appears, it appears to be quite dark. So that is like Krishna's complexion. So that is Krishna's complexion. But Hari Purata Sundara Dhuti. Krishna, who is Shyam Sundar, assumed the complexion which is not dark. It is like molten gold. Purata Sundara Dhuti. Purata means molten gold. When gold melts, the color that it assumes, it is somewhat like that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's complexion is like that. Now, this complexion is, what the complexion that Krishna assumed in this form is the complexion of Srimati Radha. So Krishna assumed the mood, internal mood of Srimati Radharani and the external complexion of Srimati Radha. Radha bhavad duti shubalitam naumi Krishna swarupam. Krishna assumed the bhav, the mood of Srimati Radha. And Krishna assumed the complexion of Srimati Radha. What is the mood of Srimati Radha? Radharani's mood is love for Krishna. Radharani is the personification of that mood which is called Mahabhava. Mahabhava Sharupini Radha Thakurani. Srimati Radharani is the personification, Swarupini, Radha Bhav Swarupini, Mahabhav Swarupini, Radha Thakurani. Srimati Radharani is the personification of the most intense love for Krishna. Like in simple words you can say that love is a substance. The love for Krishna is a substance. Now, if that substance is collected together and you collect it, then that substance takes a form. That form is Srimati Radha. Materially, we cannot understand that. We'll never be able to understand that because in the material nature, the form and the substance are different. But in the spiritual context, everything is personified. So this intense love for Krishna is personified, all the love for Krishna is personified in Srimati Radharani, and all those who love Krishna are the expansions of Srimati Radharani. It is again, we are trying to intellectually conceive it. But it is a totally spiritual consideration. Radharani is the personification of Ladini Shakti. Then Ladini Shakti is intensified, like just as the milk is churned into butter, then butter is made in this way the more and more concentrated form of a substance take the form, certain specific form. Similarly, the substance of Ladini Shakti takes the most intense form in the Mahabhava. The loving relationship, the highest, most intense loving relationship with Krishna. And that is Srimati Radha. So Krishna assumed that mood of Srimati Radha. And Krishna also assumed the complexion of Srimati Radha. Radha bhavudduti shubhalitam naumi Krishna swarupam. So Krishna assumed the mood of Srimati Radharani and the complexion of Srimati Radharani. Now here also another question comes that these questions are actually raised by the Goswami, especially Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami. So they are actually making this point that then Krishna actually assumed the mood of Srimati Radharani and complexion of Srimati Radharani. Just the mood and the complexion. But they are pointing out, no. Actually, this Mahabhava is Radharani herself. So when Krishna assumes that Mahabhava, Krishna actually accepted Srimati Radharani completely in himself. And in this respect, an example is given. A cloth is made with threads. Cloth is made with threads. So threads are woven into cloth. Now, from the cloth, if you take all the threads away, will there be any cloth left? No. So similarly, Mahabhava Swarupini Radha Thakurani. Srimati Radharani is the personification of Mahabhava. So when that Mahabhava has been taken up by Krishna, then is anything left of Srimati Radharani? No. So Radharani in totality is present in Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That when Krishna and Radha becomes one, that is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at that time, Krishna doesn't remain Krishna. Krishna actually becomes Radha. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna who has become Radha, in simple words. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is not Krishna anymore. He is Srimati Radha. And in this appearance, what he is doing? In one hand, he is distributing the mercy of Krishna. He is distributing Krishna prema. She is thinking that I am craving for this Krishna prema so much. I know what the value of it, I know what's the need of it, I know what's the necessity of this love for Krishna prema. Therefore, let everybody have it. Let everybody have it. So in that mood of Srimati Radharani, Krishna is distributing this Krishna prema. Therefore, Mahavadanaya Krishna prema pradaya. He is distributing Krishna prema. Krishna prema, which is so rare, it's rare even for Lakshmi Devi. What to speak of Brahma and Shiva? Although in the scriptures it has been described, Brahma Guru Labhu prema. This prema, this Braja prema is rare even for Brahma. This Braja prema is even rare for Lord Shiva. But actually this Braja prema is rare even for Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi was begging Krishna, give me some Braja prema. She asked Narayan, will you please allow me to go into, enter into Vrindavan and watch your Braja pastimes? Will you please allow me to dance in your Rasa Leela? Narayan said, yes, but you have to follow a resident of Braja in order to become eligible. Radharani said, Lakshmi Devi said, how is it possible? I am Lakshmi. How can you stoop down to anybody else? That will be an insult to your position. I am your eternal consort and I am Lakshmi. I cannot bow down to anybody else. I cannot become subservient to anybody else. Then Narayan said, okay, then forget about entering into Braja. So Lakshmi Devi became so upset that she decided to perform austerity to acquire the eligibility to enter into Vrindavan. And due to her intense austerity, Krishna personally came to her. Asked Lakshmi, what happened? Why are you performing this austerity? Then Lakshmi Devi explained everything to him and expressed her desire to enter into Braja Leela, receive the Braja prema. Then Krishna took Lakshmi Devi in his chest. And Lakshmi Devi had to enter into Vrindavan, becoming Sri Vatsa in the chest, as Sri personified in the chest of Sri Krishna. So this is how rare this Krishna prema. And this Krishna prema Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing to anyone and everyone. And in his distribution work, Nityananda Prabhu is his main assistant. And Nityananda Prabhu is distributing it. Mahaprabhu said, go and give it to everybody. And Nityananda Prabhu is announcing, please come and take this Krishna. Jare dekhe tare kahe dante trina dhori amare kiniya loko bhajogo. Whoever he sees, he tells him in a very humble mood that please purchase me with the price of chanting this holy name. Ato bole nityanando ghume gori jay sonar parbot jana khulate. Saying this, Nityananda Prabhu rolls on the ground and it appears as if a golden mountain is rolling in the ground. So with this premier bonna loya nitai ailo gauro deshe dubilo bhokato chano dino hino vashe. With the flood of love of Krishna prema, Nityananda Prabhu appeared in the land of gauro. And he inundated the whole world with this Krishna prema. Everybody became inundated. Everybody drowned in that love. And those who did not submit themselves to this inundation, even they got carried away by this waves of this inundation. So this is how mercifully Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute this Krishna prema with the mood of Srimati Radharani. So today is the day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared here in this Navadvip, in this Navavrindavan, a very special Vrindavan, where he is distributing Krishna prema. He is still performing his pastime. Addapiha nitya lila kare gaura rai kono kono bhagya bane dekhi bane. Still today, Gaura Rai, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga, is performing his eternal pastimes, Nitya Lila. Only some fortunate souls get to see those pastimes. Who are those fortunate souls who have developed the spiritual vision? How to develop that spiritual vision? By chanting the holy name of Shevan Mukhehi Jivhando. The service rendered by tongue. Different senses render different kinds of activities. With our ears we hear, with our skin we touch, and so forth. But what does the tongue do? Shevan Mukhehi Jivhando. What does the tongue or jiva do? Jiva does two activities. Jiva, tongue, speaks, and the tongue tastes. So we can just engage our tongue in these two very simple activities. Chant the holy name of the Lord and honor Krishna Prasanna. Just by doing these two activities, Swayameva Surattada. The holy name, Krishna, will automatically, Swayameva, will become manifest. Now tell me, is it difficult? Who doesn't like to eat delicious Krishna prasad? Krishna bada dayamoy, kori bada jivha jaya. Saprasad annadina. Very mercifully Krishna gave his Mahaprasad. So we can just relish this Mahaprasad with our tongue. This will be the service to Krishna through our tongue. And we can chant the holy name. And by doing that, we can experience Krishna in our hearts. Swayameva Sphurattada. Krishna will manifest. Krishna will appear himself in our hearts. So this is how simple the process is in this age of Kali.